From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California law requires water rights holders, including agricultural interests, to measure and report the water they divert from rivers and streams. It's a complex process requiring metering equipment and often expenses in hiring professionals to do the work. But now the state is allowing water rights holders to do the measuring themselves if they complete certification courses offered by the University of California Extension. The reporting requirement applies to diversions exceeding 10 acre feet a year. The National Milk Producers Federation says it's looking forward to the first White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health in over 50 years. The conference goals are to end hunger, increase healthy eating and physical activity, and decrease the prevalence of diet-related disease in this country. NMPF President Jim Mulhern says diets that include dairy help lower the risk of cardiovascular disease, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. The USDA has upgraded three key crop insurance options for livestock producers to offer better protection and flexibility. The options are dairy revenue protection, livestock gross margins, and livestock risk protection. The Risk Management Agency revised the insurance options to reach more producers and better meet the needs of Americans' swine, dairy, and cattle operations. The updates recently got published in the 2023 crop year, which begins July 1st. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.